the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, we start with the sad news from the baseball world today. Henry Aaron, who was baseball's career record holder for most home runs from 1974 to 2007, passed away today at the age of 86. Aaron broke into the big leagues in 1954 as a 20-year-old with the Milwaukee Braves. He played 23 seasons. Yet was an all-star 25 times. How's that possible? Major League Baseball for a stretch of years had two all-star games per year. So he had more all-star appearances than seasons played. He won two batting titles, three gold gloves, and MVP.
Talk about an unbreakable record.
That's unbelievable.
Won the 1957 World Series and was inducted into the Hall of Fame as a first ballot member in 1982. Sad day.
I love this guy. He was just a true titan of sport. He had a grace about him. He had a royalty about him. When you saw him, you thought, oh man, there's a king right there. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I also find some sadness in this because he, in my mind, is still the all-time home run leader. He is he's a guy that achieved America's number one sporting statistical record and had it stolen from him by a cheater. And so I feel for him there. But then finally, I say this. I read something during the Black Lives Matter movement after the death of George Floyd when Hank Aaron did an interview where somebody close to him said that this incident has nearly broken him. And I've tried to find it subsequently, and I never have. Mm-hmm. But I remember seeing it at the time. And something about what was going on about a year ago, less than that, in this country had gotten him really sad as somebody who's lived through real awful racism. Okay, he was a lifelong Democrat. No matter what side you're on, I don't care. That's not the issue. There's a feeling going out that at least he died in some form of peace mentally as somebody who really went through the civil rights struggle about as profoundly as anyone has.
Oh, yeah. C. Reed, when he was chasing that record, what he went through and feared for his life
him,
on a daily
Bill
basis.
Bill Russell in Boston, yeah. What he had to go through.
I read a thing about Hank Aaron. They said when he was a child, he had to hide in his house. The KKK was coming through. And
mm-hmm. Also, bonus trivia nugget. Hank Aaron appeared on an episode of Happy Days.
Had a great nickname, yeah. Hammerin.
Yeah, so like I said, sad day. Phoenix Suns, they return home for an actual home game for the first time in 16 days when they host the Denver Nuggets in the first of back-to-back games tonight at Phoenix Suns Arena. Suns come in 8-5 after their win over the Rockets on Wednesday. The Nuggets are just 7-7, but they're coming off a win over Oklahoma City on Tuesday. Denver forward Michael Porter Jr., who has missed the last 10 games, is back with the team, but questionable to play tonight. Tip-off's at 8 for a national television audience, which, by the way, the third national television game for the Suns in 1 week. That's normally two seasons worth of national television appearances.
And it's the old, if it's free, I'll take three theory.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for DeAndre Ayton tonight. If he can put together a third game that looks like the last two, I'm going to be very, very, very happy.
Yep. Of course, you can hear it right here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, with pregame coverage starting at 7:30. The NBA also adjusted a bunch of start times for future games. Those adjustments affect the Suns. Next Thursday's game against Golden State is being pushed back an hour to an 8 o'clock local start time. That due to the advancement of game day testing and getting results in a timely fashion. So pushing some tips back.
Now you know why the back half of the NBA schedule is yet to be released. I think we all realize that. The back end of the NBA season is going to be a mess.
Yes.
But we
have
to embrace it.
The Arizona Coyotes back home after dropping back-to-back games against the Vegas Golden Knights, hosting the Golden Knights for the next two, starting tonight at 7 o'clock at Gila River Arena. Vegas, the only 4-0 team in the NHL with 8 points. They're tied with Montreal for most in the league. The Coyotes 1-2-1 through four games, 3 points, tied for last with Anaheim in the West. Faceoff is at 7. That's on Fox Sports Arizona. Struggles continue for Bobby Hurley's ASU Sun Devils. They dropped their fifth straight, 83-82 to arch-rival Arizona last night. Azulis Tabellis caught an air ball from James Akinjo, laid it in ahead of the buzzer to give the Wildcats the win. ASU had a 5-point lead with 2:22 to go, but they didn't score another point. 5-game losing streak is the first for ASU in 10 years. Hasn't happened since the Herb Sendek era, when they lost nine straight on their way to a 12-19 season. Same two teams Monday night in Tucson.
What, wasn't ASU's basketball team supposed to be good this year?
I don't know where you heard that. Would you prove to me that somebody said that?
What is going on with this basketball team? It's some of this endgame stupidity is just mind-blowing to me.
Yep.
And it again happened again last night. We'll have some thoughts on this.
Oh, we do. College Hoops tonight, GCU hosting the Dixie State Trailblazers in Phoenix at 7 o'clock. Championship weekend almost here. Of course, we get the two for Sundays. The NFC Championship game up first in Green Bay, Packers and Bucks at 105. And then the Bills and Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium for the AFC crown at 4:40. Patrick Mahomes once again took the majority of snaps in Chiefs practice yesterday, but again was listed as a limited participant because he hasn't cleared the league's concussion protocols officially. News from the league this morning, the NFL announced that they'll cap attendance in Super Bowl 55 in Tampa at 22,000, but 7,500 of those tickets will be distributed to vaccinated healthcare workers.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, they announced that a while ago, and that is a really cool thing they're doing. It's a nice little reward for all the healthcare workers during COVID-19. That leaves about, what, 15,000 tickets now? And I'm asking because if Tampa wins, they have a home Super Bowl. We've never seen that before.
That is true. They're not going to win, though. Yeah. Oh, what did I just do?
What did you just do? I mean, because you're right. Aaron Rodgers has been so good in conference championship games.
Yes, he has.
Wait.